This is a Southeast Leather Fest extravaganza from the Kinky Cast.
Hello, and welcome to Kinky Cast. This is Kate Kinsey. I'm here with the Beast, and we are roaming the halls at the Southeast Leather Fest self. And we're here with author Shakir Rashan. Hello, how are you?
How you doing, Kate? How you doing?
Good to see you. And I'm looking at all these wonderful books here. And you have got a Chronicles of the Nubian Underworld.
Absolutely.
This is a series. Can you tell us a little bit about this?
The Chronicles of the Nubian Underworld is actually based in African-American literature, basically surrounding a dominant couple, Ramses and Nefertiti, who basically the series itself, between both books that are currently out now, they just deal with different situations and scenarios that are lifestyle oriented, but they have an African-American twist to it.
Okay, and this is present time?
This is present time.
Our Atlanta community?
Atlanta community. I did it with Atlanta in mind with The Awakening. With Legacy, I actually stepped out a little bit. I actually went into the Las Vegas community and also in the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia community as well with Legacy.
This certainly sounds like an angle on BDSM that most of us haven't ventured into.
Yeah, with this one, I think I dealt with the mental aspects, more so the DNS aspects and the M&S aspects as well. Of course, there's always the S&M aspects also, mm-hmm. as far as different scenes that are that have been written inside of the actual storyline. But with both books, they do have storylines that are actually relevant to the BDSM community.
So, in other words, it's not just smut, it's entertaining, plot-driven smut.
Absolutely.
Okay, because that's the best kind, I think.
Absolutely.
Okay, and you started writing when?
I actually started back in 2009 with, as far as the commercial aspect of it, I actually independently published The Awakening back in 2009, and then Legacy back in 2011. So, when I actually went with my publisher, we just went ahead and just reconditioned everything, kind of repurposed a little bit and all that other good stuff, and that's what we're dealing with at this point in time. I've got The Awakening came out back in December. Legacy came out a week ago.
Well,
Legacy came out a week ago. I'm still dealing with first week sales and all that other good stuff.
Well, congratulations on the delivery of a new baby. You know,
absolutely. I'm having a lot of fun with it, at least on the traditional scale. Doing it from a self-publishing aspect, of course, you do everything on your own, and
right.
you know, you're paying everybody at that point in time. Traditionally published, everybody's getting paid to do what they want to do with your stuff. So, you know, it's definitely a lot of fun. I've got the third book in the series that'll be set for release December 9th.
Excellent. So people can find your books online as well as here at Self?
Absolutely. I'll be selling all weekend at Self. You can also find me at www.shakirrashan.com, and everything is there. My social media, I also have a media page where you can get all of the kits and everything else going on, and that'll pretty much work itself out from there.
All right. So Shakir, for people who are listening in, spell that website for us.
Not a problem. It's shakirrashan.com.
Excellent. So I'm sure our listeners are going to be interested in checking this up. I do also want to ask you, so you said you self-published the first one, but now you're with Simon & Schuster?
Yes, I am.
That's a great thing. I'm jealous. you know, as an author myself, I'm jealous. I did some stuff with one publisher, but not Simon & Schuster.
Yeah, I it was a blessing in disguise in and of itself. But my publisher is actually Zane, so her imprint is what picked me up as far as that is. But yes, I am still an employee of Simon & Schuster, therefore I have to watch what
Zane,
I do.
Zane is a big name, too.
Yes, she is.
She's just burning up the book sales.
Yes, she is, and she'll be burning up the motion pictures soon, too. Ooh. Her book, one of her books, her very first book, as a matter of fact, that hit New York Times bestseller, Addicted. Addicted will be out October 10th. Mm. We've already seen the trailers. That's gone viral as well. We actually got a chance to see the trailer itself, snippets of the trailer, on Entertainment Tonight earlier this week. So it's definitely looking like it's going to be a very big time hit for her.
Well, Shakir, you feel like, again, I think you're hitting a niche that doesn't get a lot of representation in all those books that are out there. Mm-hmm. you know, 50 Shades of Grey just went all over the place.
Of course.
But you were the first, to be honest, the first African-American author I have seen in BDSM. Are there other writers?
As far as the genre that I write, I'm probably one of maybe two or three.
Yeah.
If you actually gear it down to men that actually write it, I'm probably one of two.
Well, that means you're a trailblazer. You're getting out there.
It's definitely helped. And then, you know, being able to bring the black BDSM part of it out of it, where it's not necessarily, it's not multicultural. Although I do have a lot of other ethnicities as far as different characters are concerned, the primary thing that separates me from a lot is that the majority of my characters are black.
This is definitely worth checking out because, like I said, it's a perspective that a lot of us aren't familiar with, and it's a new angle we can look at it and explore more.
Yeah, I'm definitely hoping that does turn out to be the case before the weekend's out.
No, but it looks good. I'm looking forward to reading it. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
To hear more of the Southeast Leather Fest Extravaganza, click on your back button.